ジャパニーズポッド101でございます。
おはよう東京、こんにちはニューヨーク、こんばんはロンドン。
さくらです。
Peter here, newbie lesson number 15. Sakura-san, what are we talking about today? Can you give us some background about the story?
It's a story about a husband and his wife, and it's the wife's birthday.
Very important day. Now, how can we say birthday in Japanese?
誕生日
Okay, we're going to cover this in today's vocab, and we'll break it down and explain it in detail there. So for now, just pay attention, see if you can pick up the word in the conversation. Now, what's interesting about today's conversation is the politeness level.Now, Sakura-san, we always talk about the politeness level. In between a husband and wife, what kind of Japanese is usually used?
Very informal.
Very informal Japanese. Stuff you usually don't find in textbooks.
No.
In today's conversation, the husband is actually using very polite Japanese. Why is he doing this?
Because he's going to be very nice on her birthday.
Yeah, so let's find out what happens in today's conversation. Here we go.
誕生日おめでとうございます。
おはよう。ありがとう。今何時？
9時45分でございます。かなり遅いですよ。朝ごはんは10時からですよ。私が作りますよ。
朝ごはんを作るの？どういう風の吹き回し？
さらに午後の1時に私たちは歌舞伎を見ます。そして夜7時に美味しいフランス料理を食べます。今日はお忙しいですよ。
嬉しい。今日は優しいね。もう一度お願いします。ゆっくりお願いします。
誕生日おめでとうございます。
おはよう。ありがとう。今何時？
9時45分でございます。かなり遅いですよ。朝ごはんは10時からですよ。私が作りますよ。
朝ごはんを作るの？どういう風の吹き回し？
さらに午後の1時に私たちは歌舞伎を見ます。そして夜7時に美味しいフランス料理を食べます。今日はお忙しいですよ。
嬉しい。今日は優しいね。次は英語が入ります。
誕生日おめでとうございます。
Happy birthday!
おはよう。ありがとう。今何時？
Morning. Thanks. What time is it?
9時45分でございます。かなり遅いですよ。
9:45. Pretty late, you know.
朝ごはんは10時からですよ。私が作りますよ。
Breakfast starts at 10 a.m. I'm cooking.
朝ごはんを作るの？どういう風の吹き回し？
You're making breakfast?What's gotten into you?
さらに午後の1時に私たちは歌舞伎を見ます。
Also at 1 o'clock, we'll watch kabuki.
そして夜7時に美味しいフランス料理を食べます。今日はお忙しいですよ。
And then at 7 o'clock tonight, we'll eat some delicious French cuisine. Today's going to be a busy day.
嬉しい。今日は優しいね。
Oh, I'm so happy. Today will be really nice.
Sakura-san, what did you think?
Nice husband.
Well, it seems like he's nice today, but what about the other days in the year?
Wife was very surprised.
Yeah, so we can tell this isn't a usual or common thing. Okay, we have so much to cover in today's lesson. So let's start with the vocab. Sakura-san, first word, please.
誕生日
Birthday
誕生日誕生日
So, let's take a look at this word. It's made up of three characters. Sakura-san, what do the first two mean?
To be born.
And the third one?
Day.
To be born day.
Yes.
Birthday. Okay, Sakura-san, when is your birthday?
January 8th.
Really?
Yes. Nande?
We've been doing the show for 2 years and I haven't said it to you once.
Well, it's past now. Peter-san wa?
October 30th.
Oh, it's hard to remember. まだまだだね。
But,
long way to go.
In English, we have this expression, happy belated birthday. So, happy late birthday. So,
ありがとうございます。
誕生日おめでとうございます。
ありがとうございます。
This is what you say to someone for their birthday. What if you're late, like I am? Do we say anything? I'm just a few months late. Do we say anything?
遅くなりましたけど、お誕生日おめでとうございます。
Now, two things about this. You said, oh, 誕生日.
Yes.
Now, what's going on here?
I'm making it formal.
Making it extra polite.
Yes, extra polite. そうそうそう。
And can you break down the first expression?
遅くなりましたが。
And just give it to us syllable by syllable.
遅くなりましたが。遅くなりましたが。
Now, the grammar behind this expression is beyond the scope of this lesson. Mm-hmm. But if you just remember the phrase, you should be okay.
Yes.
It's become late, but happy birthday. So happy belated birthday. Sorry I'm late, but happy birthday. Okay, this is followed by?
おめでとうございます。
Congratulations. This phrase is used often when congratulating someone. So here we have, literally, birthday, congratulations. And we translate this as happy birthday. Now,For a wedding, congratulations on getting married, we would say,
ご結婚おめでとうございます。
With the first part being wedding. Wedding, congratulations.
Yes.
So this expression, おめでとうございます, is used when congratulating someone. Next we have,
かなり.
Quite, pretty, an adverb.
かなり, かなり。
Now, this is an adverb, and it can be used to spice up your adjectives. In the dialogue we had,
かなり遅いですよ。
And this can be used with adjectives to increase the degree of what's being described.
Yes.
For example, in the dialogue, we had the next word.
遅い。
Late. Slow.
遅い。遅い。
Then we put them together, and we had
かなり遅い。
Quite late. Pretty late.Referring to the fact that his wife is still in bed.
Yes.
Sakura-san, do you sleep late?
Yes. Peter-san wa?
Next vocab word.
Okay. 朝ごはん.
Breakfast.
朝ごはん. 朝ごはん.
Followed by?
風.
Wind.
風. 風.
Followed by?
吹き回し.
Turn around, spun around.
Fuki ma wa shi. Fuki ma wa shi.
Next we have.
Sarani.
In addition.
Sa la ni. Sarani.
Followed by.
Gogo.
Afternoon.
Go go gogo.
Next we have.
Kabuki.
Kabuki.
Kabuki. Kabuki.
And we're rushing through because we have to take a look at the dialogue. Next we have.
見る
To look
見る見る
Class 2 verb or 一段 as is known in Japanese. Next we have
そして
And then
そしてそして
Finally
フランス料理
French cuisine
フランス料理フランス料理
Okay, Sakura-san.Let's take a look at this conversation. Very yes. interesting conversation.
Yes.
Okay. First we have
誕生日おめでとうございます。
Happy birthday. Again, literally we have birthday, congratulations. Happy birthday. Followed by
おはよう。
Now, usually we have morning, and this is very informal. Now, if I was to see my teacher or a coworker or my boss, what would I say, Sakura-san?
おはようございます。
We would need the gozaimasu. But here, as it's husband and wife, ohayo, very casual.
Yes.
Morning, followed by?
Arigatou.
Thank you. Because she just was wished happy birthday.
Yes.
Then we have?
今何時?
Literally, now, what time? Now, again, informal Japanese, so everything gets dropped.
Right.
Now, in the textbook, how would you find this question?
今何時ですか?
Or?
今は何時ですか?
Here, the wa gets dropped, and the des plus the ka, the question marking particle, all dropped.
今何時?
Okay, very casual Japanese.
Yes.
All right, and this is followed by?
9時45分でございます。
Okay, first we have the time, 9:45, which is, one more time?
9時45分.
This is followed by?
ございます。
which is extremely polite.
Yes.
Like, this is more polite than polite Japanese, if that made any sense. No, but there are different levels of politeness in Japanese. Now, the polite Japanese would be desu.
Desu.
But here we have gozaimasu. And this is actually used when you're a customer at a restaurant, something to show that the people serving you are being extremely polite. So there's a purpose for this. Sakura-san, what's the purpose of the husband using gozaimasu?
Well, he's showing that he's going to be very nice today.
Very nice today. Now, gozaimasu is actually the polite Japanese for the verb
desu.
So it's just another layer of politeness for the copula desu.
Yes.
All right, then we have
kanari osoi desu yo.
Okay, first part we have
kanari,
quite, followed by
osoi,
late, quite late, followed by
desu,
it's. And last we have
yo.
So quite late it is. It's quite late. Plus the yo, the particle at the end, is adding emphasis here. It's pretty late, followed by
朝ごはんは 10時 からですよ.
Breakfast is from 10. Okay, but let's take a look at how the Japanese is structured. First we have
朝ごはん,
breakfast, marked by the topic marking particle,
wa,
followed by
10時 から.
10 from. Breakfast, 10 from, is.
ですよ.
Is.
Right.
But again, we translate this to breakfast is from 10. And she follows this with
私が作ります.
I will make it. Okay, in Japanese, there is past and non-past. Here, 作ります is the polite non-past. So I will make it.
Right.
私, marked by が, the subject marker, 私が作ります. I will make it. So, Sakura-san, judging by this next reaction, how often does he make breakfast?
Never.
Yes.
朝ごはんを作るの?
Now, we gave you the polite Japanese. 私が作ります. Here is the informal. One more time, Sakura-san.
朝ごはんを作るの?
Breakfast, 朝ごはん, marked by the object marker を, 朝ごはんを作るの? Here we have the verb to make in its dictionary form, followed by no, which is often used in informal Japanese when asking questions.
Right.
So literally, breakfast will make. The subject is left out here, but it can be inferred from the previous sentence. He said that he was going to make it. So here, she's repeating that. You're going to make it? You're going to make breakfast?
Yes.
But we can drop that out because we know that the subject is him. So literally, we have breakfast, make. But it should be translated as, you're making breakfast?
Right.
All right. And then next we have an expression that Sakura-san wanted to put in. I said, this is newbie. It could be a little difficult.
Maybe we can just remember it as a phrase. You
know? Exactly. Yeah, actually, yeah. I wanted to put it in because this is even studying material for me. A great expression. Sakura-san, here we go.
どういう風の吹き回し?
Okay. First part, どういう, what kind? This is a phrase that's very common in spoken Japanese.
Yes.
どういうこと? What kind of thing? What happened? What do you mean? What are you talking about? Followed by?
風.
Wind. What kind of wind? Followed by?
の.
Possessive. What kind of winds?
吹き回し.
Came blowing in. What kind of winds blew in? This is translated as, what's gotten into you? Now you could think of it as the wind blowing into you, or you being swept up by the wind and it changing you. You can remember this as a phrase. If someone's acting out of character,
yes,
this is the time you'd use it.
So, どういう風の吹き回し?
So if I was nice to Sakura-san, she could say,
Peter-san, どういう風の吹き回し?
And how can I answer this? Kite-no-kaze? Something like this, like a literal direction? Like the north wind, or
maybe you can say いつもと同じだよ. I'm just the same.
Same as always. Yeah. All right. More about this on the site. So stop by JapanesePod101.com. All right, Sakura-san. Next we have.
さらに午後の1時に私たちは歌舞伎を見ます.
First we have.
さらに.
In addition, followed by.
午後の.
Afternoons.
1時.
1 o'clock.
2.
Particle ni here. Again, with time, we use the particle ni, followed by.
私たち.
We. So. Up until now, we have afternoons, 1 o'clock, we,
wa,
topic marking particle,
kabuki, o,
marking the object,
mimasu,
we'll watch. In addition, afternoons, 1 o'clock, at, we'll, kabuki, watch. Literally, but we translate this as, in addition. The first part is actually the same. In addition, we'll watch kabuki at 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yes.
Then we skip to, we, 私たちは, then we skip to the verb at the end, we'll watch, then come back to the object, Kabuki. Finish it off with the time at the end, in the afternoon at 1 o'clock. Then we have?
そして夜7時に美味しいフランス料理を食べます。
First we have?
そして。
And then?
夜。
Night?
7時。
7 o'clock?
に。
At. Again, marking time, we mark it with the particle に。
美味しい。
Delicious?
フランス料理。
French cuisine?
を食べます。
We'll eat. Now again, notice here, the subject's gone. Literally we have, and then, 7 at night. 7 o'clock. Night 7 at delicious French cuisine will eat. Where's the subject? Again, it's inferred.
Yes.
From the previous sentence, will go to watch kabuki, will go to eat. So it doesn't need to be repeated. It can be dropped. Just for comparison, Sakura-san, can you give us the proper sentence?
そして私たちは夜7時に美味しいフランス料理を食べます。
Then we have?
今日はお忙しいですよ。
Today, very busy. Now, Sakura-san, again, who's busy here?
Wife.
Yes. Then the dialogue ends with the wife saying,
嬉しい。
I'm happy. Translated, I'm happy, but literally just happy.
Yes.
But I'm happy is inferred.
Mm, yes.
Then we have?
今日は優しいのね。
Today, nice. Right?
Mm.
今日、today, 優しい、nice. Here, ne is sentence ending particle, and here it's acting as a tag question. Today, nice, right? But who's nice, Sakura-san?
Husband.
Yes, husband's inferred because of the nice actions he's doing. Okay, we covered so much today. Sakura-san, can we call this a newbie lesson?
ちょっと難しい。
A little difficult.
Difficult.
But any questions, stop by JapanesePod101.com. Leave us a post. That's what it's for, the interactiveness of it. Leave
yes.
us a post. We'll get back to you. All right, that's going to do for today. Don't forget to stop by, pick up the PDF, plus this expression. One more time, Sakura-san, what's gotten into you?
どういう風の吹き回し?
Great phrase. All right, that's going to do for today.
またね。
誕生日おめでとうございます。
おはよう。ありがとう。今何時?
9時45分でございます。かなり遅いですよ。朝ごはんは10時からですよ。私が作りますよ。
朝ごはんを作るの?どういう風の吹き回し?
さらに午後の1時に私たちは歌舞伎を見ます。そして夜7時に美味しいフランス料理を食べます。今日はお忙しいですよ。
嬉しい。今日は優しいね。